Thank you, Jane. So I have spoken and written on default judgments several times before, and I taught default judgments for 30 years at the law school, but I have to tell you that last year during my first year back into private practice at Alexander DuBose, when I got back, and it was actually the first month I was there, Doug Alexander walks in. He says, "Well, we got a default judgment case, and I thought you would know what to do." So this was a $3 million default judgment case, and I realized that I didn't really understand overturning default judgments until I had to do it. So it was quite a ride. So what I'm going to do today is, instead of just going through slides telling you all about the cases on default judgments, y'all can read about those in the paper, but I'm going to tell you the story of my default judgment. And so my topic is help. It's a default judgment. And by the way, I did get permission from my client to tell you all this story. So I'm going to tell you the story of my $3 million default judgment. My client learned of the default on March 29, 2017. He learned about the default judgment on October 1st, 2017, and he learned about it through interrogatories that were sent as part of the collection process. So this is kind of a normal way to learn about default judgments. If you find out about them at all. So he went to the courthouse to get the documents and found that there were actually two judgments on file with the court. There was one dated and filed March 29, 2017, and then there was a second one that was called Default Judgment Revised, and it was dated March 29th, 2017, the date of the first judgment, but it was filed